Love Talk Radio.
Dark Wednesday morning on the east, 12:06 a.m. We're gonna take some callers in. I know we got Redemption 315 calling in. He's got a lot to say. Look forward to hearing from him. We're gonna take a look at the rankings. Group six multiples starting to fill up. shop.oflnow.com. Now that's gonna give you $25, but you're gonna get two seasons, $175 each Super Bowl winner. So big deal. That's a good deal right there. Also, you got OFL Now Prime. People starting to sign up. 61 to get in. 1500. Let me say that again. 1500 to the winner. Shop.OFLNow.com. This is what we got going on. Tombstone 32 is progressing nicely. So, took a look at Group 5 single. Looking great. Two games I think need played, so that's that. Go right to the callers right now. We got 321 calling in. If that's the 321 I recognize, I'm very excited to see this caller. 321, you're now live on OFL After Dark with the commission. Could you state your gamer tag for all the loyal listeners out there?
You know, this is your boy, part of the MMOXX, Matternaw.
There he is. Matternaw, a day one member right from the jump. He was here with the OFL Now. Real happy to have him as a member. How do you feel now that we're, you know, pushing 150 members and, you know, trying to grow every day? How do you feel? You know, day one, you took a leap of faith on us here, and you're still here. You know, quite successful, actually. You haven't got a ring yet, but you're always in the running. There's no doubt about that. How do you feel with 150 members? How do you feel about the competition, and where do you see the leagues going in the future, and what needs to improve?
Man, I was a little sketchy, you know, how long it took you to get me to join. But, man, from this to group once and where we are now, you really been on, man. Just everybody's been doing hard work to get members to join. And right now, you see we got some of the top players in Madden in our league right now, so I think that was pretty good movement, and I can only see us getting even better than what we are, which will be scary good, because right now we're doing very well.
Yeah, you're right. I think, you know, at some point we'll have to cut it off so we can still provide quality, because sometimes, you know, you get too much quantity, then the quality goes down. So at some point we'll probably cut it off, but we're probably only about 10% there, so we got a long ways to go. I wouldn't mind one day doing, like, state leagues, like, where we get 32 members in each state and then have, like, a state champion, and then all the state champions come in and compete for the national championship. Is that something you think would be pretty cool?
That would be pretty neat right there. You know, it's going to be hard getting, you know, 32 people from each state. How many states
do
you think?
Well, right now, I mean, we probably cover about 20 states, but, I mean, there's states that I've never even seen pop up on a PayPal account yet. Like, I'm really scared that we'll never get 32 people out of Idaho. You know what I mean? Like, Florida's easy, man. Texas is easy. Got some California people are coming pretty fast, you know. And Nevada, surprisingly, I don't think we have anybody out of Nevada. I thought we would, and I'm sure we will one day. A lot of people up north, Michigan, a couple people from where I'm from in Pennsylvania, New York, New Jersey, a lot of people in the south, South Carolina, Florida, like we said, is definitely a hotbed, a lot of talent. I mean, of course, I think Florida is either the second or third or maybe fourth most populated state, so it only makes sense to see more people from there in Texas. Plus, you know, people from Florida and Texas are into football a lot and are competitive, whereas, fuck, I don't know shit about Idaho, to be honest. I know they got some potatoes and shit, but other than that, I really don't know, man. Yeah, I mean, I know that college team, Boise State's got a blue field, which is kind of crazy, but... So a lot going on in the NFL. I mean, we touched a little bit on that with free agency going on. You see Nnamdi Sue going over there to the Dolphins. Who knows what the fuck the Eagles are doing. You see Jimmy Graham going to Seattle. I feel like with Jimmy Graham on Seattle, everybody's going to be using them next year. What do you think? Yeah, so that's a big deal there. Let's get another caller in. Been on hold a couple minutes here from the 609 area code. 609, you got Matterno, member of Team NMO, New Man Order, making noise over there. You got the commish here. Team haven't won a game in over a month. Who am I speaking with?
Redemption315, hashtag BBG.
There he is, TBG, Team Bounty Gate, one of the original founders along with Freddy Krueger. You guys have acquired a lot of talent in recent weeks. Surprisingly, a lot of people coming into the leagues, people like runner-up over there in the Vegas Championship, Dippin' Dots, signing with you guys. I believe you got Slay Island, Mr. DT, a couple other really big names. How's it going to be redemption when the tournament starts? You only can pick three people. What happens? Are you going to have multiple teams in the tournament from Bounty Gate?
Exactly right.
Okay. Who's going to make that decision? You or Freddy Krueger, or is it going to be a mutual thing?
It's going to be a team decision, period.
All right. Now, redemption, I know you've joined the OFL now, Prime. It's We know we're getting people. It's kind of slow, you know. $61, that's to be expected. But $1,500, what are you going to do with that if you win? You going to buy a dog, a fish tank, some rims on your car, quit your job? What are you going to do?
Easy. Pay my bills off.
I mean, that's never a bad idea, man. I had a friend win $5,000 on a scratch off, and that's what he did. He just paid all his rent and got his bills and lived up for a minute. Now, Redemption, what are you seeing in the league right now that's an issue that needs to be addressed?
In the league?
Mm-hmm.
I guess multiple issues. I mean, the communication can always be an upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, people scheduling the games, the usual everyday things. I mean, you can't ignore the little things. If you're just ignoring the little things, then you're just missing the bigger picture. I mean, everyday battle.
No, I agree with you. Matt Arnold, do you agree with him at all there?
Yeah, I agree with him.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm with both of you guys on that. We had an incident there with PayPay, a newer member, the other day, and people weren't playing or didn't show up for 3 hours, and I don't matter know how to switch the situation. Luckily, it worked out. We didn't. But you know, when guys want to play at 3 a.m, and I'm with Matt Arnold, you know, if you're telling somebody, hey, the only time I can play is 3 a.m., that's kind of I don't know what the word is, but it's, I guess, ridiculous that you expect somebody to play at 3 a.m. and don't provide any other times. Unfortunately, right now, we don't have a rule. We need to work on that immediately, yeah, getting that, something. So
humble outbursts, but, like, that's not normal.
No, it's really not. Now, another thing, Matt Arnold, you and I had spoke briefly about you think that runner-ups, maybe third and fourth place, should get some prize money also, correct?
Correct. You know, you want to, it's kind of like, I was talking to JJ a couple minutes before I got on the show, and we was like, when he got in the Super Bowl and he lost to Saturday, he was like, well, damn, there's nothing. Good try at it. And then they just moved on. It's like, you know, you want to get a little reward for making that besides his XP points.
Mm-hmm. And it's a good point, and you do, you know, it's something we can definitely consider and maybe even go that route. Definitely talk about that. Another thing, Matt Arnold, you and I had discussed that we tried to get you on the radio last week, but you were busy there. We were talking about capping point, like not allowing too many points on the computer. Have you reconsidered that, or do you still, what do you feel about that?
I'm definitely a firm believer in that right there, man. You know, we're never going to have accurate, you know, you want to have an accurate MVP. You want to have everything look more how the NFL look. You're not going to have 900 yards in one game and in real life. You know, you want to, man, as far as confidence, you're knocking the other players' confidence down to the lowest. Unless it's a situation like your opponent quits throwing you, then you play the computer. I can, you know, yeah, more, a little more lenient with it, you know, they deserve it, but if you can't, like, play your game or something like that, then, you know, just win your game. Of course, you want to get a little stats, but 18 touchdown pass and all that, that's just a little bit ridiculous.
Right. Let's bring this other caller bin on hold here for a minute. 610, you're now on the air here with the commish. You got Team New Matt in order, I believe they go by Matt Arnold, one of the founders, I think. And then you have Redemption, one of the founders of Team Bounty Gate, who's definitely on the rise. Who do I have the pleasure to speak with tonight?
Double J125.
Now, Double J, we were just talking there on the group chat.
I just want to say something. Revis came home. That's all I got to say.
Double J's... So you're happy about Revis being there, but you actually think that's a wise decision for him? Maybe it is. Maybe I'm missing something here. I mean, I'm hearing a lot of rumors out of Philly sports talk that the reason we pulled the Bradford trade is because that's who the Jets want, and we'll be trading up into their sixth spot to get Mariota.
As I told Matt and I earlier, that I believe that, you know, either – we would trade that six, either we'll get him and trade him to someone. Like, I figured that, you know what I mean? So, I mean, as far as Revis coming to New York, I mean, I told everyone that Revis is coming home. And one of the reasons I was saying was that he wants to retire as a Jet, man. We drafted him. Played for us for, what, 7, 8 years?
Mm-hmm.
You know, why not come back? Well, 6 years. Why not come back, you know, retire a Jet?
Like LeBron.
At this
James.
Point, it's like,
do you think he has
exactly
to be
like
productive?
LeBron James. I give him another four or five years.
Okay.
Because the way you have to understand the way he plays, he's not the most athletic cornerback. He's just very smart. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He's a very smart cornerback. You know what I mean? Just like Sherman. Sherman's slow, but he's smart.
So. Okay, and that's a fair point. Now, if it's true that the Eagles are going to trade Bradford to the Jets for the sixth pick, I got two questions for you. First, would you have rather, if this does come to fruition, would you have rather had Bradford or Nick Foles? And then secondly, I know you're a big player in the trade market here in the OFL now. A lot of times when you make a trade, are you doing it as like a stepping stone to go acquire another person?
Yes. A lot of times I would see that a person would like a certain player. I would go out and get that player so I can make that trade with them so I can get the player I want on their team. So, so yes, you know, I do believe in that, but I wouldn't want to do that if they would actually do it for Bradford. I think I think Bradford should stay with the Eagles, and we should keep our sixth pick.
Have Mariota or whoever they would get
I really don't like mobile quarterbacks like that. I like pocket passers. You know what I mean? So
I'm with you.
Mariota wouldn't be my guy, but, you know, we do need a quarterback. And if he's a good passer, just like everybody else says that he is, you know, we could try him out. But I wouldn't want to get Bradford. Bradford's a pocket passer, but he's injury prone. You know, I don't want to waste a sixth-round pick on a quarterback that may get hurt again. You know, I know he'll work perfect with the Chip Kelly system because you guys don't hold the ball. The quarterbacks don't hold the ball for too long, so he's really not going to be getting hurt. You know what I mean?
I hope you're right, man, because I'm not too happy about this. As an Eagles fan, I don't even know where to go right now.
I don't know.
I was a big McCoy fan. I was a big Macklin fan, and then Nick Foles, and I like Nick Foles a lot, and I thought he had a bright future. I don't know. I don't know what to think there, but we'll see, I guess.
What about your quarterback?
Now, how's your Group 2 multiple season doing? We know last year, everybody knows out there, John Buck picked you, I think, to win the league or at least get to the Super Bowl. You got stuck in a tough division, and, you know, you got some reason you got left out of the playoffs. It's debatable if you should have been in, if men screwed you. But that's for, you know, that's in the past. How do you have your team looking today? And what is the future?
I tell you what, man. We started off pretty rough. We went 0-3, but we turned that around. So now we're 4-3 now. So we also acquired Darrell Revis. I also had Darrell Revis on my team, you know, because I knew he was coming home. So I figured, why not get him on my team now?
Right. Makes sense.
So, I mean, it's looking good right now. It's looking good right now.
And for all the listeners that don't know exactly, but you do have the Jets in that league if people didn't put that together.
Yeah, I do.
And how is your division looking? Is it tough again with Mad Dream and Laser Eyes in there?
Well,
or what's going on?
Well, I mean, the tough competition that I know that I'm going to have is Bolt, SC Bolt. Right now he's undefeated, you know, and he's the guy to chase pretty much. And I don't, you know, I have to play him twice. So I'm looking to take him down. You know, he's going to be a tough opponent. But, I mean, Mad Dream and Laser Eyes, I mean, they're good, but they're beatable.
Wait a second. Bolt's in your division now?
Yeah. The Bills.
Okay, I didn't realize that. Wow.
Hey, you put him in my division, man.
I don't know. He just jumped in there.
I felt you set me up, man.
I didn't set you up. I just put it out there. He must have been the
thing.
He just first one to get the team, man.
Yeah,
but anyways, Let's go right to the 616. 616, you got Double J 125 out of Shanksville or something with an S, Pennsylvania near me. You got Matter and All. You got Redemption. Who do we got the pleasure to speak with?
J.J. Mills. J-Jerk, a.k.a. J.J. Mills.
Right, J-Jerk. Now, I'm glad you called in. You know, you and I had talked about what league we wanted to produce next, and you were hearing a lot from a lot of the members because, you know, they talk to you. You're in parties a lot. And two-season multiple we thought we'd squeeze in. Now, it's been out there 2, maybe 3 days, and, you know, we got a handful of people that have, you know, are in there getting ready to play. But what do you think the holdup's been for people to sign up?
Well, I think I never really put a – we really didn't get to cover this in the league meeting. But I think now the problem is so many people like myself are in leagues. Now, if you add another one, you may love that league, but then you got to deal with all these other ones you already joined. And I never really thought about that. So I thought, like, damn, I'm about to join it too, and I'll have 8 leagues. I think that's a dilemma. I think that's a dilemma because when I did ask somebody that came up, or when I asked Redemption, he was like, "Yeah, I'm my fantasy league."
Yeah, it definitely makes sense, but we'll just have to go hit the, you know, different areas.
Yeah, I'm still talking with people. People still saying yes. Double J, he said he would like it. I know all the Texans crew people. They said they would like it. I haven't really got to talk to Matt and all about it, but I'm still talking. I'm trying to get confirms yes, so we can get an idea with people who's gonna, you know, definitely join.
Yeah, and I'm going to start
so
with all the places I normally do, Facebook, Twitter, some of the man websites out there, the man chat box or whatever that's called. I'll go find some new people to get in here, hopefully. Speaking of new people, I know you're pretty close to a guy by the name of Native Boy 414. Is he going to be joining your crew?
I don't think so. My crew's already full with Greg and Freddie. Sorry.
Is that Craig on your team?
That's not going to happen. That's actually what I've been hearing is Balkino and We Witness is starting a team with him, from what I've been hearing. So I'm
not
sure.
Hey, let's run down these new rankings that came out last night. We don't have time to go through all 20. Let's just take a look at the top five, and I want to hear each person's opinion on what they think about this. At number five, you have from Ohio, you have Mad Dream. At number four, you have Cocoa Beach's Finest, Matter and All. Number three, you have SC Bolt 21. Number two, you have Undefeated Slay Island 9XX. And number one, you have Balkino 66XXX, who just actually lost earlier this afternoon to Buck Sweet. So, finally a loss for his load at Miami Dolphins. So they can
have been beat,
and blew a 17-point lead. Matter and All, what do you think about those rankings, those top five?
Matt Dream, I know he's a great player, but I think he maybe can be pushed down a little bit more on. I think me being at number four, that's kind of pretty solid if you do as an overall in all the leagues. Slay Island, I've never played him before. I don't know too much about him, but if you had him at number two, I'm pretty sure there's a reason for it. And Volcano being number one, yeah, that can be a pretty good argument. And Bolt probably would be number two for me.
Okay, fair enough. And Redemption, what do you think about those top five? Redemption?
Yes. Yeah, I'm here.
What do you think?
Well, Mad Dream deserves that spot right now. And then, hello?
Yeah, you got Mad Dream, Matter and All, Bolt, Slay Island, and Balkino at number one.
You know, I'm not surprised at all with these names. I mean, I'm surprised that other people's names are not there. But, you know, the system you got in is different. So it's going to be shuffling out every week. Balkano, number one. I put an asterisk there. That's all I need to say.
Yeah. Definitely an asterisk with anything that has Balkino's name. There's no doubt. If he's telling you he's lifting, benching 300 pounds, there's an asterisk, trust me. Anyways, let's go right to another big-time weightlifter out of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Jay Jerk.
Yeah, what's the,
what do you think about these top five of Mad Dream, Matter,
well,
Bolt,
mean,
Play Island, and Bokino?
Everything sounds good, and no offense, Mad Dream's my boy, but I don't know. Like, I'm in every league. I don't understand, like, how to get number, how to even get in the top five. Is he got a good record or something, or, like,
how you getting in the 20?
Huh?
How you getting in the top?
He just lost to me today. Spider records.
Now, Mad Dream's undefeated.
Yeah.
He's undefeated, and his strength of schedule is pretty good.
Oh, okay.
But,
well,
I actually think, I don't understand how the point system, I think actually of all people, you got screwed pretty bad on the point system. It pushed you down to 17. I'm not exactly sure why. I feel as you're definitely top 10, possibly top 5.
I don't know. I don't really like talking about myself because I feel cocky, but, I mean, I still want to give myself respect. And my schedule has been super hard. It happened to people that was in the top 5 I played and beat last time, and then only person I really ain't been able to play is Bolt. And, you know, I had a real tough game with Buck Sweep. I lost by 3. I played Obama, and I played that XC Jason guy. I ended up beating him, and I just feel like I've been going back and forth with hard games. And I actually beat Mad Dream, too, so I don't know. It's a different point system.
Yeah.
But I can't
I'm
argue
sure
with anybody else. That's why I'm not – mentioning nobody else. Like, the rest of those guys are fine in my book.
Yeah, I mean, you were talking about Obama's mentor there, and he was as high as, like, number 8, but he's on a 2 or 3 game losing streak. He actually dropped out. He's a strong player, though. You did
what
play
about
him.
The Jason
What's
dude?
The scouting report on him? A lot of people don't know much about Obama's mentor.
He's a pretty good sound player. I mean, he's very disciplined. We had a real – I respect the dude. I thought we had a real good game. I feel like he likes to run the ball a lot. He takes care of the ball a lot. And that's pretty much what I really gathered from him. I mean, my defense played really good. It was my fantasy team. So when he did throw, it was a lot of picks. And we also did – and we also had a game in the snow at his house. He was the Browns. So, you know, a lot of factors in there. But it was a good game. I think he's a good player.
Speaking of games, I took a quick look at the leagues right now. They're looking really good and really healthy. It's a great job. One of the leagues is almost done already. I think it needs like one game. So way to go get on those games. Now, Matternall, here's a guy we haven't seen his name. Like we were talking about earlier, Matternall, you've been a day one member. So you remember this guy. He took PB number 1. Surprisingly, he got into the Super Bowl against him, pushed him to the limit, lost by 3. I haven't seen him ranked lately, but at number 18, you see D. Greasy 88 starting to rise back up. Let people know a little bit about D. Greasy's game.
D. Greasy, that's the guy I'm thinking of. He has the Cardinals, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, he has a pretty fast-paced offense, and I believe he likes to use that middle linebacker. You get his user skills pretty fast. I mean, his user skills are pretty nice, but on offense, he has a pretty. I could kind of compare it to the Eagles type gameplay. You know, standing up really fast, making quick reads, and releasing the ball. So it's kind of really hard to set your defense up against.
Yeah, he's a really good player, and ironically, he actually reminds me 100% of Jay Jerk. The way they play defensively and the way their offense is, they stretch the field and got good play calling, user that middle linebacker a lot. Very similar players,
yeah,
man. Definitely give me a lot of trouble when I play both those guys. So we're at a minute, guys. You know, we're progressing pretty good here in the league. Redemption, why don't you close down the show tonight, man? What do you want to leave us with?
I want to leave us with the talking about the prizing in the $61 Prime Fantasy Draft. I just want to say my idea would be 4th place, $100, 3rd place, $150, 2nd place, $250, and the grand prize, okay, $1,000 right there, dropped on your face. I can't believe it. It's stunning. It's beautiful to see $1,000. You know, why 4th place? Simple, man. You know, we are the top 4, man. I mean, we wasted a whole season. We played tough games. We made it past to the playoffs, the wild card, the divisional, not even the championship. You were right at that door, man.
All right, and I will listen to that. Thanks, guys. Peace.
No.
Yeah.